Palestinians have been protesting in occupied East Jerusalem against planned demolitions of homes. People in the town of Jabal Muqabar have been blocking roads, and they've also been observing a strike since Monday. All this comes as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah. Our diplomatic editor, James Bayes, has more on that for us from West Jerusalem.
Even though other members of the UN Security Council would like the US to be much more proactive diplomatically and get back involved, try and restart negotiations between the two sides, there is no appetite, I think, for the Biden administration. In part, that's because you hear Secretary Blinken talking, as the whole international community does and has done for decades, about a two-state solution. And you now have a far-right Israeli government where the ministers of that government, many of them, have come out publicly and said they don't believe in a two-state solution. So on the central plank of the international community's peace efforts, there is total disagreement.
Now, Pakistan is mourning the death of at least 95 people killed in a suicide attack at a mosque in a high-security compound in Peshawar. Debris is being cleared as most parts of the mosque have collapsed. A suicide bomber blew himself up during afternoon prayers on Monday. The Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan denied its involvement after initially claiming the attack that targeted police officers. Three emergency medical responders have been fired in the U.S. city of Memphis following the death of an unarmed black man at the hands of police. They've been accused of failing to conduct a proper medical assessment of Tyree Nichols after he was beaten by officers during a traffic stop. Five policemen have been dismissed. The 29-year-old died 3 days later of his injuries. The U.S. is hoping to buy up to 100,000 artillery shells from South Korea so it can give them to Ukraine. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Seoul for talks. Some estimates suggest that Ukraine's army is using the shells at twice the rate that the U.S. and EU can produce them. South Korea has a policy of not selling weapons to countries that are at war.
Charles Dance, your narrator for Hindsight, a dramatized podcast from Al Jazeera. We meet the people who changed the way we think about our world and those who left it marked by their infamy. Hindsight from Al Jazeera, wherever you get your podcasts.